Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Okay, I'm gonna call a bit of an audible, and my friend John Lamping, who is on the line, is going to just have to wait a second, only because what's happening is Trump is actually holding a live event on the Big Beautiful Bill. So, Senator Lamping, hang in there for a second. Let me see what I can find out here, because this just started a few minutes ago here.
Well, because there's something for everybody, and I think in many ways much better. We're delighted to be joined by Secretaries Marco Rubio, Scott Bessent, Pete Hegseth, Doug Burgum, Doug Collins, Sean Duffy, Howard Lutnick, Linda McMahon, Brooke Rollins, Scott Turner, Chris Wright. Wow, that's a hell of a group. I think that's the biggest, that's the biggest group of cabinet members. Huh? That's the biggest group of cabinet, and we're not finished yet, because we have our great Attorney General Pam Bondi here. U.S. Trade Representative, and he's working around 24 hours. We have one after another. Countries come. Everybody wants to be with us because we have the hottest country in the world. A year ago, we had a disaster on our hand. We had the coldest country, I think, by far. And now we have the hottest. The King of Saudi Arabia, when I was there, we brought back $5.1 trillion between Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and UAE. And all three said, great leaders, they all said to me the same thing. You know, it's amazing. In 4 months at that time, and at that time now it's getting to be close to 6. But in 4 months, they said, you have the hottest country anywhere in the world. It's not even close. And they thought we were dead a year before that. They said, I thought you were dead. The country was dead. And it was pretty close to it. But we have the hottest country in the world, so it's great. And Trade Representative Jamison Greer is very busy because, where are you, Jamison? Everybody wants to make a deal and have a part of it, right? I know you and Howard and Scott are working overtime making deals with other countries. Remember a few months ago, the press was saying, do you really have anybody of any interest? Well, we just signed with China yesterday, right? Just signed with China. We have everybody. We're not going to make deals with everybody. Some we're just going to send them a letter, say, thank you very much. You're going to pay 25, 35, 45%. That's the easy way to do it. And my people don't want to do it that way. They want to do some of it, but they want to make more deals than I would do. But we're having some great deals. We have one coming up, maybe with India, very big one, where we're going to open up India. In the China deal, we're starting to open up China, things that never really could have happened. And the relationship with every country has been very good. And we also have OMB Director, who's very busy also. Russ Vogt. Thank you. Thank you, Russ. And also, I want to give a very special thank you. This is a hell of a group we have here. This is amazing. The quality of people. But actually, I like these people and most of those people much better than the people I just named, okay?
All right. Well, I'm gonna cut out of this for now, mainly because what happens with a lot of these events is there's a lot of he's congratulating, he's naming people right now. When we get to the nuts and bolts, we're going to roll on that, and maybe we even revisit it live if there's a Q&A, because if there's a Q&A, the Q&A could be very, very interesting. In the meantime, I want to thank former State Senator John Lamping, a dear friend, a regular on the roundtable, for hanging in there with me for just a couple of minutes. We're going to cut you a little short, John. How are you this afternoon?
Mark, I'm doing great. Happy to be on with you.
So what would you say? Let's kind of focus on Iran here, and I'll see if I have to go back to President Trump. I have Michael Goodwin from New York coming up to talk about the communist that won the New York City mayor's race, which is just stunning when you look into what that guy's all about. But on the Hegseth stuff and the anger from the administration on the media coverage of this, what would you say at this point? I did think that, I don't know if you heard me talking about this, I think Pete beat up on Jen Griffin maybe a little bit too much, but they're obviously frustrated with the way that the narrative came out, and there seems to be more intelligence that, yeah, this was a pretty devastating hit on Iran.
Yeah, I think they have every right to be upset with the media. It's not hard to find reasons to be upset with the media. And I think it's you know, both ends of the spectrum of the media, the mainstream media, they were just hoping that it failed. They were hoping that there was no uranium there. They were rooting for something to go wrong. And that includes Fox News. Well, Fox News, in my mind, they're looking for ways to convince him that he needs to continue to go back. And then when you look at the alternative media, they were upset with the president at first, in that they have no interest in these forever wars. And it appears to me is the frustration that the president felt was people not understanding exactly his opinion or his position. And his position seems to me to be that, hey, we hit these guys. It was a successful hit. We're done with them. Much like when we bombed Soleimani and, you know, dropped the mother of all bombs on Syria in my first term, we took action. We're done. We're moving on. And I'm upset with Bibi. I'm upset with the Iranians for continuing to fight. I mean, look, he was supposed to negotiate peace in Ukraine in 24 hours, and he's decided he's given a good shot, and he's moved on. He's not involved in that war. I don't think he'll be involved in this war. I think he's already branded it the 12-day war. It's done as far as he's concerned.
Well, I agree with you there, but you do have it. I'm not very comfortable with the whole MAGA label. I hate it, but let's face it. We've talked about there are people who supported Trump, and I would put myself in this category, who in the last two elections, John, you know this, I didn't vote for him in 2016, but I thought we had no choice to save the country, especially this last time around, but certainly in 2020. But there are people on the MAGA side of the equation, just using that term, like Marjorie Taylor Greene and others, that have sent a message that this perhaps was a bait and switch on the part of President Trump. I don't look at it that way because they were targeted strikes. And it looks, to your point, you know, that this is over in a relatively short period of time. Now, having said that, are some of the complaints legitimate from that side?
No, I think the complaints were legitimate to the extent that it wasn't clear what the president's intentions were in the first 24 hours, 48 hours, the fog of war, if you will. But it's been a week almost, or it's been since last Saturday. The guy's been to NATO. He's cutting trade deals. He's got this thing today. I'm sure today is all about, you know, the fact the stock market's back up to an all-time high. The economy's doing great. He's moved on. I think the concern was in that first little window, because you had the Lindsey Grahams of the world were beside themselves and thinking, here we go, Mark Levin, here we go. We're going to go and regime change. And that's not what it is. And I think that the MAGA influencers at the very beginning wanted to weigh in and say, look, we didn't sign up for regime change. We didn't sign up for never-ending wars. And I think the president, in the end of the day, has delivered what they were looking for.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What would you say, you know, one thing, and I'm sure that there have been some media that has, you know, exposed this or at least tried to take a guess. The one thing that I would say, and I don't necessarily disagree with Marjorie Taylor Greene, is, look, we spent a lot of money doing this, and the defense budget is really big. Is it also legitimate to say, look, we just went through this period of DOGE. She's on the DOGE committee. We're trying to strip back the spending. This country is in big trouble, and here we go with this military operation that maybe, in her mind, wasn't necessary, that cost, you know, I don't even know how high the estimates might be, but hundreds of billions of dollars, right, John?
Yeah, well, look, there's nobody in Washington that has the stomach and the political will to reduce spending at all. I mean, what we learned in DOGE was, all the waste, fraud, and abuse. I know we're going to have a few of these, what do they call them, revision bills. They're going to pull back, you know, $1 billion here or $10 billion there. The president has a very the president's plan is to grow the economy faster such that the taxes you collect will be greater than the rate of growth of the government. That's a theory, and that'll take years to be proven correct or incorrect. But even having said that, look at the whole negotiation for this great big bill. There's no one but for a handful of people that really want to they want to even keep spending flat. There's you've got Republicans in the Senate who want the Green New Deal tax credits. You've got Republicans in the House that want to expand the state and local tax deduction. And no one wants to touch Medicaid, no one wants to touch Medicare, retirement, Social Security. There's no will. We are in a $2 trillion deficit cycle, and there's no way that's going to change. And yes, big military engagements like this cost hundreds of billions. The last, weapons of mass destruction engagement by last count cost us about $9 trillion. So I guess we're doing better having not committed to a long-term boots in the ground. We'll see, but spending, that's still the wild card in this whole thing. What can go wrong with any administration or even this administration is if we ramp back up inflation and, we have issues with the world's perception of the U.S. dollar. The dollar, people don't realize this, it's lost 10% against world currencies into this first half of the year. So yeah. The stock market's back up to all-time highs, but the dollar has lost tremendous purchasing power. Gold's up about 30-35% this year. That reflects the lack of confidence in our dollar. And we've been the global reserve currency, and there's a lot of people that are betting that that's going to change relatively soon.
That affects working people, right? I had an interesting conversation a couple of nights ago with a sponsor who's coming on about crypto and Bitcoin and, the future of that, which Trump seemingly, and there was a bill passed that sort of addresses that a little bit more, seemingly understands that maybe heading in that direction is a smart thing. Look, John, we have to cut you a little short, and I apologize just because
of course.
But it's great to hear from you, and I appreciate it.
Great. Talk to you soon. You can cut me off for Trump anytime, Mark.
All right. I appreciate it. Yes, sometimes there's audibles. They don't happen seemingly as enough as they used to, but he is doing something right now on the big, beautiful bill. We have Michael Goodwin coming up from New York City, and we may or may not get to that because I'll tell you what, if Trump gets to questions, I'm going to want to hear the answers to that. So stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.